Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
I'm not what you might call a scientific person. Shocking, a rabbi is not a scientist, I know. Numbers, equations, and elements have never really been my strong suit. I had a difficult time getting through every single one of my science and math classes that I was required to take simply because my mind just doesn't work that way. However, at a basic level, something like Newton's laws of motion are easy enough for me to grasp. You're telling me an object in motion stays in motion? Okay, that makes immediate sense in my mind because I can visualize it. Unless an obstacle or something else, other force interacts with an object, it will continue to remain at rest or remain in motion. But as I said, I'm not really into science. On the other hand, I am very into metaphors. And this law of motion appears to apply to so many things in life beyond just the physical. As a parent, I know that if my child starts out with a tantrum, it's probably just going to continue, and I might as well step out of the way until they decide they're done. I see nods happening. You've been there with me. Whether it's a bad situation that spirals out of control or a lucky streak that carries us for a time, life keeps moving on. Sometimes we try to act to speed it up or slow down time, but it doesn't work because life is continually moving. Our Torah portion this week is Parshat Kedoshim, and it speaks to the very nature of life. Parshat Kedoshim deals with what is known as the Holiness Code, which helps us to understand how we can walk in God's ways and create a community of relationship and of understanding. These are the laws that govern how we treat one another, how we care for one another, how we establish a society based truly on respect. In these laws comes one of the better known phrases in the Torah. You shall not put a stumbling block before the blind or insult the deaf. This mitzvah serves to remind us not to make someone else's life harder, even and especially when it's done anonymously. At a deeper level, a stumbling block could be any force that acts on a person in motion. An object thrown upward would continue its trajectory if it were not for gravity acting on it to bring it down. The Torah is instructing us not to be that force. Do not weigh someone else's life down simply because you can. And why stop there? This law applies to how we get in our own way as well. You won't soar to greatness if you let your own negative forces slow you down. That may sound like it belongs on a cheesy inspirational poster underneath a picture of a cat on a tightrope, but it's still true. How much more could you achieve if you made a conscious effort to keep all those cynical, defeatist thoughts out of the equation? Let's be honest, it's not rocket science. We can raise each other up and create a holy community only when we realize that we don't have to be the gravity holding people down, but we have to be the God's wings that brought us out of Egypt, lifting people up into our society. Shabbat shalom.